N4, is that LK Mobile? What are you doing out this late, Tom?
Hey, good evening, Shane. Nice to hear you. I'm just passing the end of the airport out here on Highway 14 in the bump. And headed down to the kids to take them some eggs and some breadsticks.
Nice. And hello, Miss Bernice. I hope you two are having a good day.
Oh, yes, we are. And thanks, Shane.
The truth, then, because the War Department said it, right, Tom?
QSL. You headed for home, Shane?
I left the office about 5 minutes ago.
We're coming up to I-85 here at the big stoplight just past the end of the runway. 22. And, oh, we got a ways to go, though. Did you have a good day? I did. I had a friend come over, and we had a lot of fun out back, if you know what I mean. And then I took care of the chickens and fed them and watered them and such. I don't know whether to put a heat lamp out there or not. From what I've read, it says not to put one out there. They get used to it, and it's not good for them.
Yeah, we had chickens when I was young, and we never had heat lamps in there. I know we did a couple times. We had some puppies that were born, and I remember we raised some eggs, you know, had a heat lamp to keep the eggs warm, or hatch some eggs, I guess you'd say, without the hen. But the animals, for the most part, we didn't do things like putting heat lamps out for them. And I remember some really bitter cold, you know, weeks on end winters when I was younger.
You said the same thing, didn't you, Mom?
Yes, we never had any.
They never put anything out with the chickens. My neighbor, he's been running them heat lamps, and they're 250 watts, and I think he's got three of them. Now, I'm not sure that they're that type or not, but they're red. I know it's his wife that's making him do it, you know how that is. But it's been mighty cold out there before, and we never have, but, oh, I kind of feel sorry for the critters at times, but heck, they'll be out there when it's 18 or 19 degrees playing around.
We always think that if they get conditioned to the warmth, that they don't produce the feathers, you know, they don't produce what they will naturally do. Adjusting to the climate. I could be wrong, but same thing with horses. I see these horses with blankets on them out in the fields, and I know some of it's fly protection, but a lot of times you'll see people do that in the wintertime, and the horses don't grow their fur as much when they're covered up with blankets like that.
Bernice said the same thing. Well, that answers my question. I'm not going to put any heat lamps out there. Got 8 eggs today, and been running 9 to 10, but the older ones, they'll skip now and then, but say it'll be. Yeah, we shot some 22s today and just had a ball. And I had a rifle that was supposed to shoot shorts, longs, and long rifles, and I was trying to sight in a scope I put on it. And man, I'm telling you, Shane, I didn't think I knew what I was doing. It was all over the place. And so anyways, I called my buddy up and was explaining to him. He said, well, Tom, he said, put long rifles in it and see what it does. That was the answer. It's stamped right on the barrel. Remington says shorts, longs, and long rifles. But that bullet's so small, it don't engage the lambs, you know, in the rifling, and don't get the stability. Heck, you'd be throwing flyers 3 or 4 inches off. It was driving me nuts.
Starting to question your sharpshooting skills there, weren't you?
And I had some traffic lights and power lines here, Shane.
That made you start to second-guess your sharpshooting skills.
Yeah, it did, because I never had a scope I couldn't set. The other gentleman had a beauty of a bolt-action Ruger, and it had a vortex scope on it, which is a good scope. It's not quite the quality of a Leopold or something, but it's not cheap. Mine's cheap, but it's a really good scope that I got. It's from a family that makes them up in Wyoming. It was only like $129, and that's cheap nowadays. You can spend a fortune on a scope. But at any rate, there was a little bitty target out there, a spinner target for 22s. And I said, you see that? No, can't see it. And I said, well, you'll see it when you look through the scope. Anyway, she said, you shoot it with my rifle. And it had a heavy barrel on it. Man, that's a pretty thing. It looked like a laminated stock. And I shot it and spun that target round and round. It was 50 yards. And I won't tell you where we were shooting from, Shane, but you can take a guess. But at any rate, he said, well, let's see you do that again. So I shot it again, and it spun. You hit that twice. I hit it three times in a row. And so I handed him his rifle back, and he missed the first two shots, and he finally hit it on the third.
Your self-confidence? I know you've shot a lot over the years, so as long as what did you say there was a scope on his, too?
Yeah, it was 16-power, matter of fact. Beauty of a scope. Mine's 16-power on that new scope is. The older ones are 12. But, I had a lot of fun. I'm clinking around with 22s. I can't shoot anything big, so I don't own anything big anymore. But you got to have at least one 22 to clink around with.
Yeah, his rifle was as heavy as you said it was. And the 22, I mean, there's not going to be any movement on it when you pull that trigger.
It had about a 3-pound trigger on it, Shane, which is very, very light. I'd never seen a trigger like that on a commercial 22 rifle. It had a, you know how the Glock's got a little tip that sticks out on the trigger? Well, this one had that on the 22. It is a beauty of a rifle, and like I said, it was heavy barrel and threaded on the end, and I just can't say enough about it. It was great. I had a 22-250 back when I lived in Kansas. It was bedded, and then I had, it was a Winchester Model 70 with a heavy barrel, and had a John and Earl scope that was 15-power. And that scope was 24 inches long, and I had a can jar trigger put on it, and you would actually, if you was bench rest shooting, you would push the trigger forward, and a small tip would come out, sort of like the Glocks, and then when you stuck your finger in the trigger guard, when you come back and touch that little tip, it was about 2 ounces, and it was gone. And that was the nicest trigger I ever owned in my life. Usually, extremely light, 2.5 pounds. This was 2 ounces.
Amazing. That is light. I've got an old, I think it's a Marlin, 18-shot 22 that my dad gave me, I think, when I turned 14 or 15, something like that, 16, I can't remember. It holds the cartridges in the, you know, in that little round tube underneath the barrel. And you just fire, and the next one, it'll eject, and the next one will load. I don't even know if they make them like that anymore. And then I've got another one that was Beth's dad's. And I actually gave, well, I had another one. I can't even remember what it was now because I never took it out and shot it. But I gave my two boys those 22s, so I don't have one anymore. I have one of them maybe at the house. I don't know. But I do need to, I've got a 22 pistol that shoots the shorts and then the long rifle, shorts and long rifle, and then it'll shoot the magnums with a different cartridge you put in. It's a little 6-shot revolver.
Just arrived down here. Well, that's great. Well, you stop by the house, and I'll give you some shorts, and you can have fun with them, because they ain't going to shoot in that rifle, but they might shoot in yours, and they're $12 a box, and I'll just give them to you. Somebody needs to have fun with them. But, yeah, we had a Marlin when I was a kid, and it was a single shot, and boy, that was a tech driver with open sights. We killed a lot of rabbits with that thing. And then my brother had one that was bolt action and tubular fed. And this older one that I just got not long ago, it's tubular fed. It's a 552 Remington with a wood stock, which most of them now are phenolic, you know. And that's fine. They don't warp or nothing. But it just don't like them shorts. It ain't going to shoot them, period. And you might have something that has a different twist in the rifling or that, and they might just shoot fine out of yours. My buddy up in Kansas, that's all he ever shot when they went squirrel hunting with shorts. And they worked just fine. But this one don't like them. Shane, we've arrived. I'm going to toot the horn here and have the daughter open the garage door. And boy, it's been a pleasure. Really, really enjoyed it. And I mean that. If you stop by, I'll give those to you. They're brand new. Take care, my friend, in 4ZLK in 0TR73.
Have a good evening, and say hello to the family. And I appreciate that. I might take you up on it. Enjoyed it as well, as always. N0TR, N4ZLK, mobile.